And you're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Ginny Smith. We're talking about the question of sustainable food and sustainable living this week. And we have with us David Seaburn and also Marianne Ha, who are two experts in this field. We've got your questions coming in through Facebook and a range of other sources. Let's kick off, first of all, perhaps one for you, Marianne. Anya Kempista says, is being a vegetarian better for the environment? And what about people who eat fish who are also vegetarians?
Really, the main question here is, how was your food farmed? Organic farming is given as the most sustainable method of farming we have at the moment because it reintroduces nutrients back into the soil. All the nutrients that are taken out are put back. And there are a lot of regulations around looking after animals as well as fruit and vegetables and making sure that everything is as sustainable as possible. So if you have an organic lamb that is fed correctly on grass and is outdoor fed, then it is actually a relatively sustainable beast. Whereas if you have a soybean that has been grown, for example, in the Amazon and then freighted over, that is not particularly sustainable. So really, it's a personal choice, and you really need to look carefully at the provenance of your food.
David, are there any things that are specifically worse in terms of freight as far as vegetarians moving vegetables around versus moving meat?
Well, things that get refrigerated, again, is a problem. Things that come by air is a problem. Sea freight is very low energy. Air freight uses same miles per gallon as driving a car, and that's very expensive.